Good morning, everybody. Are you blessed this morning? Amen. Before we get started, open your Bibles to Psalms 89. Psalms 89. Because I want to talk to you this morning about God's faithfulness. Amen. Just lift your hand real quick. How many of you have experienced God's faithfulness in your life? Amen. 100%. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Psalms 89. I'm going to read several verses, and then we're going to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen? So you get ready to stand up, okay? If you can. If you can't, stay seated, but you can still praise Him. Amen? Just a little harder to dance when you're sitting down. You might do a little hiney shuffle or something, but you know. Verse 1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. I want to show you something in these two verses. Faithfulness and God's mercy are connected here. Amen. The word mercy in Hebrew, if you look at the board there, you look at this board, the word mercy translated in Hebrew is the word chesed. And it carries the idea of steadfast love. Speaking of God, it also speaks of His covenant faithfulness. Amen. It's also translated in your Bible as love and grace. Praise God. God is merciful. God is faithful. Let's keep reading what the psalmist says. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the raging sea. When its waves rise, you still them. How many of you know when the waves of the sea in your life have come up, when the difficulties in your life have come up? Can you remember God's faithfulness, how He can still the angry sea? Amen. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. Whoops. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours. The world and all its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm, strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. How many know he's talking about Jesus? Amen. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name his horn or his authority shall be exalted. Also I will set his hand over the sea and his right hand over the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My mercy I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him. Glory to God. Jump down to verse 33. Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. I want you to think about that last sentence I read. My faithfulness will never fail. Amen? In difficult times we are in today, and there have been a lot of difficult times. Amen? For people through the last 4,000 years, God's people have faced difficult times. But the one thing we have in common with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob here in the 21st century is God's faithfulness has never failed. Amen. Glory to God. It never failed the pilgrims. It never failed those early colonialists in 1730. And it's not going to fail us now. Amen. Amen. Stand with me if you would. How many of you believe a God who has been faithful since the creation of the earth is deserving to be praised this morning? Father, we love you this morning. As Bernie taught, Lord, we come by way of the sacrifice. We come by way of the blood of Jesus. We enter into your presence, Lord. We invite you, Father, to be enthroned in the praises of your people. Destroy yokes and lift burdens. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said, amen. To lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you whiter than snow. Like a tide, it is rising up deep inside a current that moves and makes it come alive. Living water that brings a dead to life. Oh, oh, we're going down to the river, down to the river, down to the river to pray.
Let's go down, down, down to the river. You What stirs your soul? What matters come to mind? The cares you keep, the thoughts you think, it's not all wasted time. Seeking you will find. Joy still comes in the morning, hope still walks with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and dreaming, there's still good news worth repeating. So let your roll by.